The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of the GPS of Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management, heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, halfway the mark through 2022. Yes, the halfway mark. Whew, what a year this was. It's going down as a historic year. That's today's topic. We're going to get into the causes of this train wreck of a market and its prospects going forward. So let's jump right in. And of course, you probably have heard now in all the media, this is the worst start January 1st through June 30th since 1970. Yeah, that's how bad it's been. You probably see that in your 401k programs. We'll talk about strategies, 403b programs you may have at work. But certainly, you're not feeling it. Again, you're not the only one that's feeling it. We're all feeling it at the same time. Like, really, I have to go back to 1970, or about 52 years ago, to find a market that started off the year as ugly. U-G-L-Y, you've got no alibi, ugly, 2022. Okay? So the number one reason, of course, is inflation and interest rates going higher to combat inflation. And, you know, last year I'm reminded of all the talk about transitory, and not to throw the Federal Reserve under the bus, but they deserve to be thrown under the bus because they're supposed to know what they're doing. But then again, when you have seven board members, two from academia and five that are had government jobs their whole lives, and none of them have any private business experience, you get this kind of rear view looking at things. And anyway, much to go over today, but really you have to think about it. Last year, we had some quarters where the GDP was 5%, 6%. Okay, so we don't raise rates then when inflation's running 6, 7, 8%. But now we wait till after the first quarter, we had negative 1.5, actually 1.6% negative. That was revised downward. And we're raising rates with a lower GDP. I just want to make sure this is all happening. You understand what's happening here, folks. And that's why the market doesn't have any confidence, because the Federal Reserve has not figured out this whole mess, that this is not just about raising interest rates. You know, a lot of inflation is caused by a whole bunch of other things, supply of oil, supply chains, you know, China going offline, online, ports in California, truckers. You know, there's a whole bunch of contributions. But the Federal Reserve is using a brunt instrument rather bluntly. So I want to kind of get into a little bit more about what is happening, because once we understand what is happening, then we could start looking at what we can do about this. So I guess what we're seeing here is a vicious cycle of wholesalers, you know, getting the commodity raw goods that pass on their extra expenses, usually energy expenses, onto producers who make things, and they themselves send it to consumers. So we have this wholesalers, producer, CPI. Of course, we have wholesale index, to producer price index, and of course, the CPI, the consumer price index, which, by the way, last week, let's kind of go through that very quickly. I don't like to do a lot of numbers, so I'd really rather get more into the insights, but it's important because in the context of which, again, you have inflation now running at 9.1% annually, at least that's June through June. The estimates were for 8.8, and that's what kind of spooked the market once again, but held on pretty well, relatively speaking, a good day yesterday. The PPI came in over 11%, so that's the vicious cycle. I don't know if you connected the dots with that, but the media really hasn't put that together, but wholesale, producer, consumer, and round again, and round again, and round again, and the velocity of which and why we have this kind of running inflation. It's kind of like a snowball going down a hill. It picks up steam, picks up steam. Look, I understand the Federal Reserve needs to raise rates. The timing is really curious after all this. And also remember last year, we were told this inflation's transitory. You could ask a 7-year-old or 10-year-old and say it's probably not transitory. And after Fed Chair Powell got reappointed, did he tell us that it's no longer transitory? So now they're behind the eight ball, so to speak, at the next meeting going to raise rates probably 0.75%. Some people are talking about 1% to try to calm down. Now, August, as it turns out, the Federal Reserve does not meet, so probably no rate hike then, hopefully in that month. And in September, probably look at rate hikes again. But we're seeing things kind of get unhinged already. We saw the stock market, as I mentioned, the worst start in any given year in the last 52 years. We're also seeing that in real estate market. There's some 60,000 deals that got undone in the month of June or canceled, according to the Builders Association. 60,000. I mean, fill up Yankee Stadium with what? I think 48,000 these days, 50,000. So it's close, but can imagine the entire Yankee Stadium, the upper decks, the bleachers, down low to the... almost 60,000 people have walked away from contracts in June. And it just, it's alarming how fast and furious this is all taking place. And, you know, real estate for most Americans, and why we have our program every Sunday morning, GPS for Finances, and we cover retirement and savings. We really don't cover real estate that much, but for most Americans, their own real estate, the house that they live in, the house that you live in, is their number one asset. And they start looking around and seeing what we're seeing is, you used to have 40 people showing up at an open house, and now 2 people are showing up, or 4 people are showing up. You're seeing the prices start coming down again because the affordability is kicking in. Higher interest rates means higher borrowing costs, which makes a bigger monthly payment. So it's all happening in real time, and that's what's really concerning, is just how fast this train has built momentum with inflation, with the Federal Reserve behind the eight ball, knowing that they're behind the eight ball last year and goofed. It feels like they're over going to make up this year. So it's a vicious cycle again, wholesale, producers, retailers, and back again. You know, I think I thought about this the other day. I said, it really reminds me, just about 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, this economy was humming along pretty good, quite frankly. It's like being in the middle lane of a highway going 60, 65 again. Wasn't going 80 in the economy, but still kind of 60, 65. And as if something happened to like one of our tires, and now this economy is on the right shoulder, okay, with this car now, with the hazard lights on, with a blowout tire going like 25 miles an hour. That literally happened in 8 weeks. That's how fast and furious this came on with high inflation and the Fed nonstop talking about raising rates. And by the way, higher interest rates or higher borrowing costs for equity line holders, for business owners, for, again, the cost of money going up. Also, it's higher interest rates. At some point, you say, you know what? You know, when 10-year treasury hits, let's say, 7% or 8%, how much money do I really want in the stock market if I can get higher rates guaranteed by the treasuries? By the way, they're not there yet, and they may not even go near there. But that offers competition to stocks, and stock markets don't like higher interest rates. We'll be right back right after these messages on A GPS for Your Finances, halfway mark 2022.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Be one of the first 20 listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, healthcare, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement, available as a paperback or an ebook now by calling 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here, 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, checking in on halfway mark 2022. Close your eyes. Ew, yuck, yuck, yuck. Now, you just heard from my friend Mike Bennett, author of my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. This kind of, you know, gives you an action plan. And I look at my father, who had a pension, he had an annuity, dental, vision, he had it all. And for some of us, probably don't have pensions and have these type of things. So it's not your father's retirement, not your mom's retirement, grandma, grandpa. And this book attempts to put those pieces back together for you and give you strategies. So the first 20 callers, you heard Mike say, will get the book for free. That's 845-371-0101. Again, 845-371-0101. 0101. I think he's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning, right? Sometimes we talk about retirement planning, savings. Today we're talking about halfway mark 2022, inflation, the economy, markets, how to be a better investor, how to take the bull by the horn. Oh, I love the bull market again. At some point, we're in a bear market, by the way. A bull market we like much. So again, 845-371-0101 to secure your book, not your father's retirement. And if you're driving around this morning, you're probably an essential worker. Thank you for all the work you do and continue to do to keep us safe. Two hands on the wheel. When you get back home, you go to WHUD, your favorite place anyway. You click on that lower right-hand corner, and you can get the book there for free as well. 845-371-0101 or on their website, WHUD.com. And, of course, I'll be here with you every Sunday morning without fail. You'll turn around 6 o'clock, a little after 6, and you'll hear me babbling away about the markets and all that stuff. But I'll be with you here every Sunday morning. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next, the Health and Happiness Show. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, we present to you the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. How do you like that? And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every weekday morning. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, around 8:25 on right after the traffic on the famous Mike and Casey Show. And it is a famous show. It is the number one show in the Hudson Valley by far. There's not even anything close to it. And on the way home around 6:15 on the Andy Bale Show, WHD, Bill Kugel, who'll give you the national business news, what the indexes did or didn't do, the Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ, the local Hudson Valley business news, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you. Now, I do a lot of work on TV, on Fox Business, regular contributor, also CNBC, other stations. Here we do a radio show every Sunday morning. We archive that. Well, guess what? We put it all together on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. GPS to help you navigate. The actual website you can navigate around for some goodies. Here we have educational articles there as well. Gosh, you know, I'm looking at all different things. Tab down here, tab down there. Consolidate the TV, radio, all free information. I also encourage you, if you get to the website, MahoneyGPS.com. Mahoney's pretty easy to spell, M-A-H-O-N-E-Y. MahoneyGPS.com. You can sign up for a free newsletter. Now, we don't blast you out five times a day. How annoying is that, right? You get into a newsletter list, and the next day, you got five of the emails already, you're deleting it. It goes out every Tuesday evening, unless it's a holiday, and I try to be very concise. It's about two pages as to what's happened to market, green light, yellow light, red light, you know, those type of things, some good quotes, and also TV appearances coming up. So all that's right there, MahoneyGPS.com. Love for you to sign up and get a newsletter for free. Now, right before the break, we're getting into the halfway mark 2022, and what a miserable one it is. It's actually the worst one, so if you're feeling it, we're going to talk about strategies in a little bit, but I want to make sure we understand what is happening here. We've had this vicious cycle of wholesalers passing a higher prices to producers who hired to consumers, because, you know, producers are not going to take a 10% increase in energy hit. They're going to take that and increase prices. So that's why you're seeing it at the gas pump, at the grocery store. But there is something I think that's going to happen that's going to be helpful. It's called elasticity of demand. Okay, so you're not going to get on Jeopardy. You don't need to know that. But you need to know that eventually inflation calms down because of human behavior. It changes. So let me give an example. My family loves king crab legs. It's been part of a Christmas tradition. So I go to Costco right before Christmas and Christmas Eve and my sister's. And I go there, and it's $120 a pound for king crab legs. And if you know anything about king crab legs, that's pretty much two legs for $120. So I passed on that. I think I picked up some fish or whatever I did. So I've been tracking that, okay? It's now, it went down to 80 in January, and I see it between $40 to $60 at Costco. Why is that important? Because, you know, prices just can't go up forever. Because at some point you say to yourself, you know what, I'm not going to pay $180. Fine, I'll pay $120. Okay, fine, let me get 6 pounds of those. No, you change behavior, you get something else. And I hear that over and over again. Okay, you know what, you ask your boss, instead of driving 5 days a week because of the gas, let's do 2 days a week. Humans change. I think the Federal Reserve doesn't get this. Yes, I'm relentless on them today. Because humans do change. So they sit here and keep raising rates, smacking away at the real estate market, smacking away at all these things that we're seeing happen and collide at the same time. I really have to scratch my head, because this elasticity of demand, meaning when prices go high, eventually demand weighs. And again, gas prices go high, we change our behavior. We run errands together. We may carpool together. We may ask to work from home more often. King crab legs are $120 a pound. You get it. Not going to buy those. And then have to start reducing prices. And I'm seeing that now. Just starting to see that now. So if you're looking for green shoots with inflation, here it is. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning, Westchester and the Hudson Valley, right here on WHD.com. Now, by the way, I'm going to give you a little strategy, then we can kind of go back and forth, the causes of inflation and what you can do. So first of all, there are some funds out there that actually have inflation in the name of the mutual fund. You know, Fidelity has different funds. I can't make recommendations, but they are, if you're worried about inflation and your accounts are taking it on the chin, there are mutual funds, professional managers who buy companies who actually thrive with higher prices and higher inflation. You know, those would be those producers. Those companies would be material companies, sector companies. Again, I can't give you all kinds of recommendations and things you can do. As far as the overall strategy for your 401k plan, a 403b plan, if you still have a longer term horizon, it's ugly. You just make those contributions. Again, you're saving money on taxes. You're dollar cost averaging, meaning you're buying more shares when the share price is low. Now, if you're only a year or two from retirement, yeah, you need to do something. We'll talk about that right after these messages on a GPS for finances.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Be one of the first 20 listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, healthcare, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement, available as a paperback or an ebook now by calling 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here, 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, halfway mark, 2022. Yeah, the worst in 52 years. Ugly, ugly, U-G-L-Y. Well, you just heard from my friend Mike Bennett, though, all from my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. With all this chaos and volatility, are you on the right path? This book will help you chapter by chapter build and rebuild your retirement accounts. Here we go, 845-371-0101. Early bird gets the worm, and this is pretty early Sunday morning. I'm up always early because of markets and stuff, but this is pretty early Sunday morning if you're up to get that book. The early bird gets the worm. The early bird gets the worm. Thank you. Thank you, early bird. 845-371-0101 to secure your book. Now, again, sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. And I look at Amazon and Barnes & Noble where that book is for $17.99. It's our most popular book of the series. But you can get that book for free right now, 845-371-0101. If you're driving around this early Sunday morning, you may be starting a shift at a hospital or leaving a shift. Thank you, essential workers, for all you do. Please, thank you so much. Again, do not attempt to write this phone number down. Just wait to get home to your favorite site. I know it's your favorite site. Come on, WHUD.com. Lower right-hand corner, ask for your book right there, and we'll get it to you. Of course, I give the Hudson Valley Index Report every morning around 8:25, right after the traffic, on the famous, and I do mean famous, Mike and Casey show. We go around the horn, and we talk about what's going on in the markets, what the headlines are. And, of course, my buddy Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management, you know that nice, charming, southern accent that he has. Well, on the Andy Bales show around 6 o'clock, 6:15, on your way home, he'll give you the national business news, the indexes, what they did or what they didn't do, the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, and, of course, the local Hudson Valley business news and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you. The Hudson Valley Index, by the way, is very cool. It has IBM in it, Pepsi, MasterCard, Hudson Technology, MBIA, Atlas Air, all these great companies in the Hudson Valley who actually are performing better than the national averages these days. We don't recommend you buying those stocks. We just kind of like to follow what the local index would do that we created. And of course, all this is consolidated. My TV appearances, which I had a couple this week, radio show archives right there, It's all at MahoneyGPS.com. And I urge you to sign up for a newsletter for free. Comes out every Tuesday evening with so many things that are happening, so many different opinions. I think we do a good job trying to consolidate those ideas, share them with you just once a week, unless it's a holiday, it'll be on Wednesday. Again, same thing, MahoneyGPS.com. And it wouldn't be for Randy Turner, engineer extraordinaire, who makes this happen for us here. He's behind the scenes, but he makes this program the program that it is, thanks for his great engineering and tweaks in that he does. So right before the break, we're talking about the Federal Reserve, talking about inflation, talking about all these things that are impacting investing, and what you should be doing. Remember, you can't control the markets, but you can control your strategy. Why I urge you to get that book. There are other investment vehicles that are more guaranteed. I can't go to those specifically because that's a compliance issue, but certainly you don't have to sit there and just take punch after punch after punch. This pickle we're in may last for some time, maybe longer. Now, they always say a bear market doesn't scare you out. Mm-hmm. It wears you out. And I see that already. People are really waving the white flag. You have to be really careful here. As I've identified, we have a crisis in confidence, a confidence crisis with the Federal Reserve missing and whiffing last year, not raising rates a little bit, while the GDP was expanding at 5-6%, so-called transitory, bunch of BS. And here we are raising rates when the GDP and the economy is slowing down. Great, some spontaneous combustion to the actual economy. You know, also, I have to place some blame for our administration. And I think it comes to leadership and accountability. I mean, I watch a lot of NFL games. I love football. And you'll see sometimes at the end of the game, a coach goes for it, 4th-and-1 instead of doing the field goal. And, of course, afterwards they lose, and there's the reporters. And, again, you have to like that coach that stands up and says, you know what? It was 4th-and-1. I liked our odds. I take the blame. I take the wrath. It's not on the players. You know, I stand on that decision. It didn't work out. But if given the chance, I'd do it again. This is what this administration's missing, quite frankly. And I don't try to get in politics on it, but it's important because it does go into this consumer psychology that's really beat up right now, because they know that this same president is really not doing a lot to try to fix things. Because, again, we can't just rely on the Federal Reserve, keep blasting away interest rates and hurting the real estate market, hurting everything else, and collateral damage and unintended consequences. This administration needs to stand up every now and then. But you know that 4th-and-1, you know that little idea we had about doing this? It's not working. Again, we have to pivot. And I think we'd all give this leader a lot more praise if he could do that. But instead, what does he do time and time again? And again, I'm starting in politics, but it does political cycles, economic cycles, market cycles. I'm just speaking the truth. And it's from my heart, which is, this is insane, okay? To sit there at these press conferences and blame the prior administration, blame the, you know, gas station owners, blame, you know, everyone. It's 4th-and-1, coach, okay? It didn't work. It happens. Guess what you can do? You can get in front of – actually, you can take questions, but that's another story to itself. But you could actually go up there like a man, like a coach, and say, you know what? A couple of things we thought were going to happen didn't happen. This war in Russia, we never thought it was going to happen, and now we have to pivot. You know what? He would get a lot of praise, but instead his poll's around 30%, and that's why we're in this crisis of confidence. The Federal Reserve raising rates without any type of a good playbook as to what happens next. An administration who just kind of runs away from all the accountability questions, and an administration that has no handle whatsoever on rising energy. And this is why the consumer sentiment number that's put out by the University of Michigan is as low as it is in 1981. So, yeah, we have to do what we have to do as investors and stay educated, listen to programs like this, get our books, go on our website. I'll do as best as I can to keep everybody informed. But at some point, the buck has to stop here. And since we don't hear that, it's a blame game. This can drag out longer and longer. How's that for a night? But I want to end on a good note. I always appreciate you tuning in on Sunday morning. I would always do my best, give you my real feelings about what's happening, give you strategies. Get online, MahoneyGPS.com. Get our newsletter. Check out our book. And until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com. And listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.